www.bbc.co.uk. It's Friday afternoon, it's 4 o'clock. And now, live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, we'll be helping our mate Terry transport a load of chickens and turkeys in a big lorry in our new feature, Poultry in Motion.
Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome a man who thinks he's clucking great. It's Chris Moyles.
Feeder, Buck Rogers, Robbie Williams, Supreme. Afternoon then, it's Friday. Well done to Mark and Lard for getting out the last couple of hours. They really were very good today, and they're very, very clever boys. Aren't they?
Very much so, yes.
But of course, you know, if they'd like to invite us out tonight, more than happy to travel all the way to Manchester for a night out with them, do you know what I mean?
Why?
What?
Why?
Just because, in just case they, you know, fancy inviting us out anywhere tonight.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So we can get out of the Radio 1 party. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, hanging out with Dave Lee Travis and Dixie Peach is not my idea of a Friday night. Do you know what I mean?
Didn't know they were going.
Huh?
Didn't know they were going.
Yeah, past, present and future. It's all the DJs from the past, you know, Jimmy Young and Huey Green, all the DJs of today, Simon Mayo and you and me, and all the future ones like Dr. Fox. So, you know.
Big happy family.
Eh?
Big happy family.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's Friday and John Coleshaw's here. He's just messing around with Will next door and,
Dave, don't lower the tone again.
And, last night, by the way, for all those people who are waiting for some news about Ghetto Life, we have some news. Our record was mastered last night at Abbey Road Studios. Thank you very much. We're very proud.
No, it's not a joke. It really was.
Really, really mastered at Abbey Road Studios last night. And one of the first people that heard it, and don't ask why, it's a long story, was Craig Phillips. As in,
at this time of year, I like drinking lots of beer, and the ladies think I'm funny.
You know, because he's a serious recording artist, so we wanted his, you know, professional opinion.
Damn right,
after
yeah.
About six vodka and Red Bulls that he had last night.
What did he say?
He went, "That was brilliant. That's great, yes." In the Scottish accent.
And then left.
Yeah, then he went home, so. So well, there you go. The news is that we're going to tout it around a few record companies and see if anybody's interested in purchasing this masterpiece of modern day music.
Power pop.
Do you know what? Ghetto Life, in a way to describe it, they're kind of like the younger nephews of the Shire Horses.
But more poppy.
Yeah, way more poppy. You know what I mean? Would it be insulting to say that Ghetto Life are the Westlife to the Shire Horses' Boyzone?
I think they're more urban than that.
Who?
Ghetto Life.
Okay.
It's got a kind of hip-hop underlying vibe.
Okay, so Ghetto Life are the Richard Blackwood to Shire Horses' Grandmaster Mel and the Furious Five.
Even more urban than Blackwood.
Okay. Ghetto Life is the Craig David to the Shire Horses, Jimi Hendrix. I'll
give you that, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Don't your father's old record. Classic.
And the record companies now listening across London will be going, "We gotta sign this stuff up, man," because they all talk like that. Record companies, let's get these dudes on the phone.
Come on,
they got a hit record. I mean,
another surefire hit.
Also, by the way, we played at Simon Mayo today, and he went right. So I think that's a good sign.
And they went the loo.
Right. So, more news about Ghetto Life next week.
No woman, no cry.
Yeah. Nice of you to join us, Jonathan.
Thank you. We were just working in the studio back there, and we were making some calls, and we were being made to wait, so we could not be with you at the beginning of the program.
Robbie, you are with us now, of course.
Right here, and very happy to be right here.
Okay, we wouldn't like to be anywhere else?
I would not want to be nowhere else other than right here.
What about over here?
Over there? No, I don't like it over here.
Right. Over here?
I don't like it over here.
How about over here?
It's not bad, but I'd still much rather be over there.
Can't believe you're playing along with that rubbish joke, right? He's been doing that for 3 years.
It's great to be here.
Sometimes it's nice to be over here.
But most of the time it's nice to be here.
Life in the funny lane.
It's not even my gag, it's Martin Kellner's gag.
It's nice to be here, but when you're from Omskirk, it's nice to be anywhere.
People say to me, Chris, do you miss Leeds? I go, yes, every time I'm driving past the M1.
That's a Chris Evans line, isn't it?
I don't think so. It's just an old line. Don't you ever, ever accuse me of stealing Ginger Nuts' material. Okay, right, what we're going to do today, does your dog have an unusual name? Right, give us a ring, and as soon as someone rings up, we'll start the feature. Anyone ringing? No. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Do you think Chris Evans sits at home every Friday night at 6 o'clock watching TFR Friday going, what have I done? Oh, God, it was bad when I did it, for Christ's sake. This is awful. Do you think he does that?
I'm not sure.
Right, it's Christmas time coming up in a couple of weeks. In a week's time, it will be Christmas Day.
No, it won't.
Not quite.
10 days' time.
That's what I said.
That's scary.
So let's play a beautiful Christmas song for you to all sing along to. You ready?
Yep.
Oh, never hit your grandma with a shovel. It makes a bad impression on her mind. In a better way impart all the love things in your heart, for it's possible she may retort in kind.
Do you want to hear more, or is that enough?
I'd like some more.
Well,
I go a little bit, yeah.
Remember, Granny's known you since a baby. And even though when fun would prove a shock, so respect her aged head. Stay the shovel and instead paste your dear old sweet old grandma with a rock.
No, you got beautiful. I think so.
Mm.
So you've heard everybody else talking about it on the radio today, and you've seen it in the papers. Jonathan Ross got his willy out on television.
What was it? He got hit in the knackers by a clay pigeon?
Yeah.
From where?
From, I would imagine, stage right.
Why would they fire a clay pigeon?
They were doing Field the Sportsman.
Right.
And as a tribute to the sportsman they were feeling, they started shooting...
clay pigeons?
Yeah.
Bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. Jonathan, is it me, or is Jonathan Ross going slightly mad? As he gets older...
It's like he's desperate for attention at the minute, isn't it?
I think he's very, 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 very funny, though.
Do you?
I really like Jonathan
Ross. I think he's mildly amusing.
But I think... we were talking about this the other night. I would imagine that Jonathan Ross hates this show and wouldn't be a big fan of ours.
I don't know. I think he would.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, he would
I've
hate
never
the
asked
show.
Him, though.
No, he'd like you.
I think he would hate you.
Yes, I think he'd detest you, actually.
We were sitting in a green room at Television Centre the other night, and he walked into the room, kind of sniffed around a little bit, looked at the bar, looked at the food, and Dave goes, oh, it's Jonathan Ross. You can tell it's Jonathan Ross because he was wearing a very loud leopard skin jacket. Mm,
so that he would stand out from everybody else who was there.
And I thought, oh, maybe he'll come over and say hello. But of course, no chance when Gail Porter's in the room. Do you know what I mean? Oh, Gail.
Nice impression.
I'm not even going to attempt to do Jonathan Ross impressions.
You whack off.
Oh, by the way, right. Once again, the Sun just shocks everybody with their mindless stupidity. Of course, they call him Wassy with a W. Mm. And we all know why he's called Wassy with a W. But of course, just in case you don't know who Jonathan Ross is, it says, Joker Jonathan Ross showed off his tender manhood after a direct hit on TV's They Think It's All Over and told pals, look, it's going yellow. The blindfolded funny man who cannot pronounce his R's. And I'm like, what? You are joking. You feel as though you need to tell us who Jonathan Ross is.
Really? Unbelievable.
Dave, stop it. You're just being a wascal.
Wascal.
You're a wicked wascal on the radio, Dave.
Sorry.
From Warrington. Oh, no, that is dumb.
So your Jonathan Ross impression? How is your Jonathan Ross impression?
I don't know. I've not done it for a little while, actually. No, it's not very good, really.
They got his bits out on the telly.
What happens is he was... right, they're doing the mystery guest thing, right? Was Olympic marksman Richard somebody. Never heard of. So they thought it'd be really funny to fire these clay pigeons at him, right?
Mm.
And one of them smacked him in the nuts.
Mm.
So then he turned around with his back to the camera and went, look at this, look at that. I've just been hitting the knackers and it's going yellow.
Must have been rank.
Doesn't make any sense, Dave.
Think about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, right? He showed him his penis. He didn't... Do you know what I mean? There's a huge difference between going, look at that, and going, hey! Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It was a cheap gag, Dave.
Mm.
Yeah?
Which you ruined.
You ruined it when you said it. Will, step in.
What? I'm just me.
His gag.
What?
It was a play on the... word,
no.
Which of course was in itself, because Jonathan Ross was not having it. He was just showing them his willy.
Mm. Okay.
Right? So who's the ranker now?
Okay, lady. This is breakfast. Yes, good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. For myself and assistant Sarah did go out last night, so we apologise for whatever happens between now and 9 o'clock. Diving Glassboro Dick calmly pushed aside his pint and jumped on stage and did the full Monty so the girls could be entertained. Dick says, all I remember is everyone clapping and cheering. I was too merry to be embarrassed. Finally, I was facing the wall and showing my bum, just like in the film. The women were still chanting Dick's name as the real stripper finally arrived. This is breakfast.
Radio Wow.
It's a monster bird.
Radio
Cisco and Incomplete on Radio 1, and during that record, Dave was moaning that I killed the last link by putting his joke down.
You thought you'd bring it up again.
Yeah, damn
it. And again.
Yes, because...
if anyone gives a toss.
Because you won't admit when you're wrong. That's fine, mate.
Stop.
That's fine. You can butt out as well. Mr. I do two impressions every Friday. All right, three. You going to be in the mood for the whole show then,
I'm
Dave?
Fine.
Ring.
When's Cisco coming back in as a guest?
Shut up, who cares?
Because that was one of the first interviews.
I'm having a go at Dave.
I'm trying to make peace.
You really need a holiday, Dave.
Do I?
Yeah.
From Chris.
You need to recharge your funny bones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, if you keep up the standard that you're on at the moment, you're going to be writing for the 11 o'clock show. You're the new John Nobody.
What's next?
I'll have a go at your girlfriend if you
want. Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. It's just that we've done this. Just move on. No one cares.
Don't ever, ever, ever tell me to move on my show. Since when have you decided what the topic of conversation is on my show? Never. Look at the Radio Times, 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
Chris Moyles. We're stuff decided by Dave. No, I don't think so.
Well, speak about what you want, then.
What?
Speak about what you want, then.
I will do. I'll talk about how rubbish you are.
Okay.
And I can open the phones and people will agree with you.
Mm.
See if they agree with you. No, they won't. Am I right, Will? Who cares what you think? Very quickly, there's a piece in the paper today. Do you know they've been talking about these Chatham girls?
Mm.
And they have these Chatham girls on page 13 of today's Mirror. And it's basically saying that, you know...
New Essex girls, isn't it?
Well, they say, the quote is, we're not like Essex girls. Essex girls sleep around and we don't. Now, look at these mingers on page 13, and you won't be surprised why. I've got to be honest, I have never seen a bunch of uglier women in all my life since the 3 a.m. girls' Christmas card. It's pathetic. If they had a beauty contest, nobody would win. It's that bad. Talk about falling out of the ugly tree and every branch on the way down. They were born on the top of Ugly Mountain, rolled all the way down Ugly Hill, and ended up in an ugly pit on the bottom. Am I right, Dave?
They'd be lucky to sleep anywhere then.
Sleep around. Yeah, they'll definitely be sleeping because no one's going to do them.
Nice.
I didn't mean that.
What you meant, yeah.
Well done. Yeah. Sorry, that was rank.
Happy girl.
Unhappy when they look in the mirror. Hi, we're from Chatham. We don't sleep around though. Given half the chance, we'd have a go, but no one'll have us, for God's sake. You know, we only turn up at the disco for that last dance just in case. Well, we kind of think if the blokes are really, really, really drunk, they might find us attractive. You know, when they've got the cider visor on. What?
Just think of they remind me of those Neanderthal cave women that were on that Channel 4 documentary on Monday.
Actually, that's a little bit harsh, because some of them women in that show were quite tasty. Right, Rudy Silver coming up. It's Dominic and David with news and sports, 4:30.
Celtic and Rangers are attacked for ignoring the fans.
Chelsea agree a fee, but is Robbie keen to come to London?
Radio 1 Newsbeat. Rangers and Celtic have been told they can't break away from the Scottish Premier League to play teams like PSV and Benfica instead. UEFA turned down the idea and has attacked the old firm clubs for ignoring their fans. The clubs wanted the new league as they felt they were missing out on the lucrative TV deals enjoyed by the English Premiership. Here's Mike Lee from UEFA.
They've raised some problems that are affecting them, but we don't think the EuroLeague itself is an answer. We certainly don't think their proposal not to play in domestic competitions is an answer.
A mother of two from Sunderland who collapsed when she saw her son die after hitting his head on a garden path has herself died in intensive care. Christine Peach swallowed her tongue and never regained consciousness. 9-year-old Robert died before reaching hospital. A man who served 27 years in jail for a murder he claims he didn't commit has been refused bail by a High Court judge. Stephen Downing, who's 44, was jailed for life for killing Wendy Sewell in a graveyard in Derbyshire. His father Ray says he was half expecting the decision.
I've heard that the Crown Prosecution Service haven't had enough time to consider it. I just don't know what happened. They've not built themselves up, so we take it as it comes.
The RSPCA is investigating conditions at the Bernard Matthews turkey farm in Norfolk. It follows claims from animal rights activists of turkeys being kept in dark and cramped conditions. The Environment Agency is warning people living in parts of southern England to expect further flooding as river levels continue to rise. Hundreds of homes along the Thames in Berkshire are at risk, and severe warnings now in place for Maidenhead, where TV presenter Rolf Harris lives.
It's higher than it's ever been. I got back from Animal Hospital yesterday. There was a bit of water here, but it's now come right in from the riverside. It's about waist deep down in the garden.
Virgin Atlantic has announced it's buying 6 Airbus Super Jumbos, each capable of carrying more than 500 passengers. The multi-billion pound deal means the Airbus consortium can start building the double-decker jets, which will have gyms and casinos on board.
A fee of £12 million has been agreed between Chelsea and Inter Milan to bring striker Robbie Keane to Stamford Bridge. But as West Ham found earlier in the week, the Blues could have problems tempting him back to the Premiership. Here's Kevin Howells.
Keane's not sure what his next step should be after life in Milan turned sour. West Ham had their £10 million bid turned down earlier this week, and Chelsea's improved offer may not get any further than the Hammers. The Blues have £12 million to invest after Torre Andre Flo left for Rangers. But if Keane chooses to wait until the end of the season, the London club must remain patient. No one from Chelsea or Italy would comment today.
After rejecting a new contract, England keeper David James has said he wants out of Aston Villa. According to Calamity, the club lack ambition. Henning Berg is back at Blackburn after leaving Manchester United for £1.75 million. And Carlton Palmer has teamed up with his old England boss Graham Taylor once again, moving to Watford on a three-month loan. I'm David Croft.
Cold and frosty everywhere tonight. Temperatures going down to -3. Saturday will be the same. Sunday will be cold and sunny. We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
What would you like for Christmas?
A coat. Because I was freezing. I've got a rubbish denim jacket thing.
Okay. Well, that was quite simple.
Yeah.
David?
I'd quite like West Ham to finish in the top three. That's probably a bit too out of my league, I suppose.
It's impossible.
Playing you tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's 3 points for us, isn't it?
You hope.
It's fighting talk.
Hey, listen, I've been picking on Dave for the last 35 minutes. Don't think you can just jump in this little tiny window.
Kick me while I'm down.
He's an Everton fan. It's an easy target.
Where? Who do you spot again?
West Ham.
Where are they in the league?
Seventh.
Above us.
Who isn't?
A couple of teams, actually.
Middlesbrough, yeah.
Go on, then. Put your money where your mouth is, then, David.
Well, I'm on Monday night. 20 quid. Dave?
20 quid for West Ham to beat Everton.
Absolutely.
Dave?
Yeah, go on. You're on.
It's a deal.
I tell you what.
You're on Monday night?
Yeah.
All right. 20 quid.
Tell you what, I'll take you 20 quid, David.
And I'll raise you.
And I'll see you. I'll raise you another 20 quid, so 40 quid. No one, mate. Oh, no. Put your money where your mouth is. How much?
Is this due to the unique way the BBC's funded?
Yeah, you make it what it is.
Right. No, this is due to the fact that...
due to the unique way that there's no chance of you paying up if West Ham do win.
That's not true.
Okay.
I always cover my bets, don't I, Dave?
Yeah, for real.
Shut your face. Come on, then. Let's see how confident you are in your team.
Go on, then.
50 quid?
Not that confident.
100 quid?
That's my girlfriend on the phone saying not to raise it anymore.
100 quid?
Not the first time you've heard that, eh?
All right, thank you. Okay, so what are you going to go for?
I'll go 20 quid, you and Dave, each.
100 quid?
No. 100 quid.
So you haven't got that much faith in your team, then, Dave? No, you go 100, wouldn't you?
I haven't got that much money.
Dave, just say yes.
Yes.
See, Dave's confident in his team. Listen to the sound of confidence in his voice. Yeah. Dave, would you put £100 in Everton to beat West Ham tomorrow?
Yes.
See, hear the confidence.
Absolutely.
See, this is absolutely on the end. David, how much are you going to put on it?
I've said 20 quid.
100 quid, come on.
I haven't got 100 quid.
Come on.
Have a whip
but
round.
If you're that confident, you don't need 100 quid.
Yeah, but it's funny. Football's a funny game, as they say.
So you're only going for 20 quid. That's your confidence in your team.
That
a measly,
is my confidence.
A measly 20 quid. That's 2.5 pints in any pub in London.
I'm just going for the 20 quid.
Dave, no matter what the score, Comedy Dave, you have won the battle. Because, of course, you're £80 more confident in your team than David is.
I've held strong.
Right.
And I'm proud.
Do the weather for us again, Dominic, because I wasn't listening to the weather.
Okay. Cold and frosty everywhere tonight. Temperatures going down to -3. Saturday it will be the same, and Sunday will be cold and sunny.
Thank you, Hot Buns. This is Leighton Buzzard with a roundup of this week's general world news. And as always, let's start by crossing live to London, England, where we're joined by our United Kingdom reporter, Salford Keys. So what's been going on this week, Salford?
Well, Leighton, the week started off with the shock revelation that Cockney comedian Jim Davidson fell off the wagon and got completely wasted trying to score with some brunette bike abroad.
Caramba! That's not like him to get involved in a Birds and Booze-fueled bender. So, did he get his, big break with this chick?
No, actually, she blew him out.
Great story, Salford. Anything happening over there this week that people might actually be interested in?
Well, Prince William has been cleaning toilets in Chile.
Yeah, Chili Willy, blow it out your ass. What else?
Well, there is one story about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now that is more like it. What's Arnie been up to?
Well, he has spent the whole week groping a selection of what the Brits like to call top telly tatty.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, basically, it's British slang for TV chicks. Arnie's been doing a whole load of TV appearances this week promoting his new film, which nobody seems to care about. And on The Big Breakfast, he started feeling Denise Van Outen's kahunas. He also started getting fresh with Melanie Sykes and asked some other broad what size her hooters were.
Sounds like quite a week for Schwarzenegger, you know. Terminator, Sperminator, gives you a number, I'll call you later. That Arnie sure is one hell of a guy. Good job there was an American over there this week to make some interesting news, because other than that, Salford, your bulletin sucked.
Thanks, Leighton.
Live from London. What was his name? Oh, kahunas. Salford Keys, thank you very much. That just about wraps up this week's General World News Roundup. Don't forget, Hampton Bridge will be here with the 5-day weather forecast. That's all coming up after the weekend for those news with Castle Donington in a little over 10 minutes.
You'll always be my baby.
Guys at Radio 1, you and me song for that, Rue de Silva and Touch Me. I got to keep on. Sorry.
sound of Edwin Starr there.
So listen to this, John. Let me run this past you, because you know you're very good at off the air, real life. For those people who know John Culshaw, he's very good at giving out advice.
Right.
You are, aren't you?
In times of trouble.
Yeah.
Well, I try.
When you find yourselves in times of trouble, Culshaw's there with analogies. You know, these things in life are set to try us.
You've got to move on and move upwards and build on your...
Keep your feet on the ground and your hand on your ankles.
Don't worry. Something will turn up.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooba doo ba doo ba doo. So listen to this.
Okay.
I ran at my girlfriend's house the other night, meeting her parents, and we're having dinner. And her mum started talking about marriage.
Really?
And yeah, I just didn't know what to do. Have you got any advice?
Marriage? Oh, dear, no, 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 no. You must follow your inner feelings. You've been wanting to get out of this relationship for years. So you should do some... What?
Sorry. What do you think?
Say the line in the right place.
You know, you're really scary. When you...
Excellent.
Excellent.
It's quite disturbing, actually.
Go on.
Just give his knee a little squeeze.
All right.
I was into the part just then.
Hey, you're coming to the Radio 1 party tonight, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's unbelievable, because it took Dave about 3 weeks to get an invite, and you get one straight away.
Well, no, I had to ask for it. I wouldn't have got one at all.
Dave had to ask for his as well. He had to ask several people. They had to have a big meeting about it. Listen, we've got a massive problem. Dave's found out about the party. What are we going to do?
It's like one of those secret ones. You know, like those raves where they kind of meet up at Thurrock Services and stuff. Code names.
All the staff have had to listen to Scott Mills for the last couple of weeks. Okay, it's 4:45 and the clue is London. That's London. Same time next week. And then a week later he goes, 9 p.m. start. 9 p.m. start. Casual dress. Like the old raves from Pirate Radio. Yeah, big it up to the whole town posse tonight. We're having a real good fun, yeah. Gonna say hello to all the Radio 1 crew. Yeah, it's a club called Browns, and you just get to the door and your name will be on the list. Right, back to the hits. You're gonna go tonight, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going, John.
I am going.
Mel?
Yep.
Unbelievable that Melinda is actually going to a Radio 1 social function. Because normally you don't, do you?
No, I tend to avoid them.
Yeah, because you hate them.
Yep.
Right, and you hate all the people you work with.
I hate everybody.
Everybody and everything.
Do you hate us?
Yeah, I hate you as well.
Dave,
that's you knackered for drinks tonight, mate.
Yeah, it's a free bar.
Oh, is it?
Well, do you know what it is? It's a free bar for the first 3 seconds. Free bar! Oh, it's too late. You just missed it. How many parties have you been to before and it's a free bar? Do you think, oh, great, free bar. As long as you like, you know, like Donkey Lager, something like that. Netto Vodka. That kind of thing. Will, you going to go?
Yep.
What are you going to wear?
Don't know yet.
What are you going to wear?
Don't know. Put a shirt on, maybe.
That's good. That's nice, because last year, of course, you were topless. Mm. John, what will you wear?
Probably a suit.
Really?
Are you?
Yeah.
Which one? Diamonds, clubs, hearts? Which one?
Me Elvis one.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, I see what you mean now, Carl. I see what you mean.
Jeez, sorry.
Sorry. 10 to 5.
Of course, be 5 of Elvis. Popular card. That's the new song from All Saints. And it's called All Hooked Up. And right now, we are in the ass of All Saints.
Hello.
And, of course, if you're a big All Saints fan, you'll know it's very important to be in the All Saints ass. And I know a lot of people would love to be in the All Saints ass. That's, of course, the All Saints Society, which is the fan club of All Saints. I've been in the ass now for about 3 years. Dave?
I'm a fairly new member.
Yeah. John?
I've just got in.
Well, there is a long waiting list. So it's, you want a piece of their ass, is that what they're singing?
And a guy like you wouldn't last, apparently.
So he wants a piece of their ass?
Mm.
Really? Kind of like
just a small bit.
Just
you know,
the left cheek?
A little slice.
Just a little bit. There you go.
Well, that's nice. Have they got much ass to go around?
I'm not sure.
Well, they don't seem like big-assed ladies to me. Do you know what I mean? I must admit, especially the Appleton sisters, there's hardly a cheek between them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But there you go, see? The Old Saints are cool. There they are singing about wanting a piece of their ass. You know, if you go out partying with them, you know you're going to have good crack.
Call the Radio 1 concert line on 08700 100 100 for ticket details. On Radio 1.
There you go. So Jennifer Lopez, you know?
I know.
Apparently said, you know, about 1,000 times, you know.
Right.
Interview with Joe, you know, Wiley. And this is Jennifer's, you know, new single. Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing. Dave,
no,
she's
diggity.
Been robbing you for years.
Radio.
Then Wu-Tang Clan can up. It's Dominic and David with news of sport. It's 5 o'clock.
No money spinning league for the Old Firm club.
Chelsea are keen on Robbie, but will he go?
Radio 1 News.
Celtic and Rangers have been told to forget their plans to form a new Euro League with teams from Holland, Belgium, and Portugal. UEFA's blocked the move, saying the Old Firm sides were forgetting about their fans.
Just shouldn't be about the money, I reckon. It should be about the fans, you know.
Even with the Celtic Rangers things, they're so important here because that's what gets the big crowds in.
It's a good thing because fans are not going to be able to travel to the likes of Amsterdam in Paris every weekend, you know, to follow their team.
A man who served 27 years in jail for a murder he claims he didn't commit has been refused bail by a High Court judge. Stephen Downing, who's 44, was jailed for life for killing Wendy Sewell in a graveyard in Derbyshire. He's been sent back to jail until his appeal next April. A coroner in Manchester has recorded a unique verdict on the death of the Siamese twin Mary. He says she died after surgery allowed by the courts. She was separated from her twin Jodie in a 20-hour operation. The Environment Agency says people living in the Thames Valley can expect more flooding after the recent heavy rains. Many homes have already been flooded in Berkshire and several hundred are at risk in Maidenhead. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant has been shut down 14 years after the world's worst nuclear accident. Officials say it'll take until 2008 before the last fuel rods are removed. The BBC said sorry to Cherie Blair for pictures which it claimed were of her dressed as a punk but proved not to be. The pictures were due to be on Before They Were Famous on Christmas Day and featured in today's papers under the headline Cherie the Punk.
Chelsea and Inter Milan have agreed a fee of £12 million for striker Robbie Keane, but the question is, will he come back to the Premiership? Unsure of his future, Keane could stay in Italy and wait to see if Leeds mount a serious bid for him. Aston Villa's keeper David James does want to move, though. He's accused his club of a lack of ambition. James has put in a transfer request. Henningberg has gone from Manchester United back to Blackburn for £1.75 million, and Kenny Dalglish has accepted a £600,000 payout after he was sacked by Celtic. I'm David Croft.
Cold and frosty everywhere tonight. Temperatures going down to -3. Saturday will be the same. Sunday will be cold and sunny. Next from us, why has there been an increase in the number of Britain's teenagers with sexually transmitted diseases? And the parents who've been told they can't film their kids' nativity play this Christmas. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
David.
Chris.
How about 50 quid?
you need a pay rise, don't you? You're desperate for some money.
But hang on, you started this off.
I did not start
you
this off.
You said that West Ham are going to beat Everton. There ain't no doubt about it.
It's just a comment. It's a bit of blind faith from a football fan, but being a West Ham fan, I know that my team let me down at every available opportunity.
What, more than Everton?
Yeah, over the years. I think Everton have won a bit more than West Ham. OK, we're on top at present, but...
Granted.
Not for long. It's a marathon, not a sprint,
exactly.
And all that.
It won't last.
It's a Snickers, not a Twix. So you're staying with your £20 bet?
Staying with a £20 bet.
Okay.
Because that'll be fun.
Is your record stuck or what? When you've quieted. How are you doing with your phone now in your team, by the way? Any more? Good night.
Giraffe.
Bye.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying are we?
Hugely annoying.
Holocaust from the land of the lost.
See, I thought you were going to say 12. On a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying are we?
12.
Too late. Ha.
Holocaust from the land of the lost. Behold the pale.
Radio 1, 97 to 99 FM. Hi, how you doing? I'm Chris Moyles. It's 10 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock, and it's Friday afternoon, the big drive home. I hate DJs who do that crap.
The big drive home.
Yeah, I hate that. What if you're listening on the bus? It's the big passenger home, isn't it? Sorry. But generally, you know, and it's not just me. I think Dave would agree and John would agree and Mel. Not all, it's not every single one of them, but generally, and I'm exaggerating slightly, but all DJs are morons. I hate them all. There's a handful that I like, but I hate disc jockeys.
Do you class yourself as a disc jockey?
Yeah, I hate myself. I wish I'd just get off the air, because I'm a sexist, loudmouth, egotistical yob. Would you agree with that, John?
Yes.
Cheers.
Sorry, no.
Kiss ass.
Your job.
No, you've got to build on your...
Hang on, raise.
I agree with that.
Thank you very much.
Race isn't like yobs.
I know. I've worked with some... appalling DJs in my time. Some real... And, DJs who love themselves. And you find them on local radio.
Oh,
pretty much
worse.
Radio 1 and Radio 2. You've got, you know, presenters, broadcasters.
Right.
They only have DJs. Okay, 17 and a half minutes past the hour of... Shut up. When they read out the weather, they generally get a fax from the weather centre and they read out everything. No word of a lie. I was working at Capital Radio in London in the summer and Tony Blackburn on Capital Gold, when I was driving home, I was tuning in. Tony Blackburn started reading out the weather fax and he read out everything on the weather fax. Bear in mind, this is summer in London, including the possibility of snow, which was 0%.
Funny that.
Yeah.
DJ.
He also said, this is Capital Gold, the station that's always duplicated and never always imitated and never duplicated. I thought, that is just genius.
I remember working with one DJ. It was the first day the station had gone on air. And he says, okay, hi there, yes, it's me, and you're right here on your favourite station. And it's been on air like 3 hours. Your favourite station.
I went with a DJ once who, after Kenny Everett died, played a tribute to Kenny Everett on the air and then said, Kenny Everett, who today starts his new show on Heaven FM.
Tasteful.
Yeah, I wish that guy would have died instead of Kenny Everett, do you know what I mean? What can you do? But here, of course, you get to work with people like Mayo, who's great,
and
Radcliffe, who's brilliant. Coxie, who drinks lager and looks good, and don't take out crap. And but I've got to say, there was a guy, I was listening to Dave Pearce's show, I think it was last night, and the mix selector was on, and I heard one of the funniest calls I've ever heard on the radio in a long time, and I don't know if we can track this guy down, but he just made me laugh out loud. And he comes on, you know the track's playing, let me start this track again, right? And it's all, oi, oi, right?
Well, another fat one, Dave.
Hang on a sec, let me just, right. Oh, Dave, oi, oi! Yeah!
Do it again.
All right, okay, hang on. I'm trying to get the phone effect on my voice. It's not sounding very phony, though, is it? I don't sound as I'm on the phone.
That'll do.
I'm a perfectionist. All right, Dave. Hey, do us a favour. Say hello to all lads who are working. Me, Tomo, Dezo, Bobo and Davo. And players Ruda Silva. Roll another fatten. I thought it was great. Roll another fatten. Nice, that's cool. Roll another fatten, Dave. That's Frank Mazzini's song, and it's called Every Time You Need Me. And what's that about?
Bread.
That's right.
Radio 1. The Essential Selection Hot Mix on Radio 1.
Each week in December, The Essential Selection presents the Heroes of 2000. Exclusive hot mixes from the finest new DJ talent in the UK. Tonight with Steve Lawler. The Heroes of 2000 hot mixes every Friday night in December, only on The Essential Selection.
The Essential Selection hot mix.
See, John, why don't they ask us to ever do a hot mix?
They should do, really. I mean,
do you know what I mean?
The ones we've done in the past,
they've been great.
They've been exceptional.
You know, because we can mix.
We can.
Dave's really good.
Yeah.
You know what Dave does when he's mixing? He freestyles. No, he raps. He just makes it up as he goes along. Can I do some rapping now?
Not particularly.
Fair enough.
The UK's official number one. On the UK's official top...
Did that really sound like I was padding while the mini just queued up?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
With his kid, and in the car they found it safe, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn.
Ho 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
If we get one more phone call to say, please can you play your version of Stan, then that'll be another one to add to the list. Shall we go through the phone calls now?
Go on then.
All right, line one, hello.
Oh, yeah, can you ask Chris if he can play a freestyling? Can he spin another fat one?
Spin another fat one?
Yeah. No. That's what it was originally.
It's roll, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but originally it was spin another fat one.
Was it?
It was before one of your Radio 1 DJs changed it. Everyone used to say...
I must admit, I prefer roll another fat one. That's what I like.
Yeah, spin another fat one's better.
All right, we'll go, what, say it in another next, say spin another fat one.
All right,
go on, then.
Fun?
Go say it now, then.
Spin another fat one.
No,
fatten. Fatten.
A fatten.
Spin another fatten, Chris. All right. Come on.
Spin another fatten, Chris.
No, sorry, mate. Can't do that. Radio 1, hello.
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 Hiya. Have you still got that clip of that fella falling asleep while he was reading the sports news?
Well,
on the radio?
So are we not allowed to play that?
We're not allowed to play it anymore.
Hey?
We're not allowed to play it anymore.
Why not?
I don't know, it came from upstairs and said we're not allowed to play it.
That was really funny.
It was very, very funny.
But
to be fair, because I think the problem was that he sounds as though he's drunk on it, but he wasn't. He was just genuinely, genuinely tired.
I laughed for weeks about that.
Yeah, it's a guy who was reading the sports news on Radio 5 and he fell asleep while he was talking.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd been working like a ridiculous long shift.
30 hours or something.
But it was very funny.
Oh, no, mate. No problem.
Can't play that, though. Anything else you'd like to hear?
Can say hello to my darling wife, and if you like, say hello to Carla.
No.
Bye.
Radio 1, hello. Yeah, quick, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
All right, I'm phoning up to see if you'll play that version of Stan.
No. Radio 1, hello.
Hello.
Yes, mate.
Hi, mate. This is James from Staffordshire. I just wondered if you could play your...
Bye.
No. Radio 1, hello.
Hi, is that Chris?
Yes.
Hi, is there any chance to play Stan?
Bye.
Radio 1, hello?
Chris Miles, you fat pig dog, play a for real Stanter.
What?
Play Stanter.
Play Stanter?
Yeah.
No. Radio 1, hello?
Is that Chris Miles?
Yes, it is.
Flippin' heck, nice one, mate.
Yeah.
Didn't realise you actually answered the phone yourself.
Don't normally, but Belinda's crap today.
All right. Is he the one that's leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, best rid then, mate.
nice and caring and considerate.
What can I do for you, mate?
I know it's a bit local radio and all that, but any chance that you could do a bit of a mention to all the people that are stuck in the harsh traffic around Chichester because of the floods?
You're right, two local radio. Radio 1, hello?
Hello, will you play a version of Slim Shady?
No. Bye. See, what? How many times? Not playing it today. One more call.
Go on, then.
All right, then. Radio 1, hello?
Hi, can you put your Stan Christmas version?
Bye.
No. Please.
No.
Why?
Because we don't want to.
Why?
Because I said so.
Go on.
No. What's it worth?
A big snog if I bump into you.
Get lost, you must be joking. You probably look like Bella Remberg, you fat huffer. Right, sorry, we're not playing today. We might play it tomorrow morning, though, between 10 and 1, here on Radio 1.
Traffic and travel news with your guy in the sky.
Dick Cheese here, your guy in the sky with all the breaking traffic news for your area. Starting off in Steel Town, big fun going on down there this weekend because I'm going to be taking the wheels of steel once again with the Dick Cheese Mobile Roadshow. Look out for serious traffic congestion around the Black Horse nightclub on the Greenwood Estate as thousands of young revelers make their way towards the flashing lights and sweaty bodies of the Dick Cheese Mobile Roadshow.
Dick Cheese.
Hi, this is Dick Cheese, your guy in the sky, back on planet Earth to tell you about an amazing cheap deal for your office party this Christmas.
Dick.
Due to a number of mysterious last-minute cancellations, the Dick Cheese Roadshow is now available most nights up to Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Dick Cheese.
Call the Dick Cheese Christmas hotline on 08700 255 742 or email party@dickcheese.co.uk to book the Dick Cheese Christmas Party Roadshow at a crazy price.
And now, live from Radio 1, Showbiz Underpants.
This is all the news that hasn't happened.
This is The Knot.
I'm Krusty Smales. Here we go with today's The Knot. More news about Radio 1 DJ Simon Mayo and his move to BBC 5 Live. Singer Sophie Alice Baxter says that Mayo is a radio genius.
I think his stuff's brilliant. I think it's a really exciting stage in his career. You know, he's going to be putting a lot of thought into his new stuff.
Fabricated showbiz news. This is The Knot.
Johnny Depp went on an American TV game show last night called How Can You Pronounce These Letters? He did very well and earned $25,000 by pronouncing E-V-E-R-Y-T-H-I-N-G.
I think it's everything. I think it's everything.
Compiled from Chinese whispers from around the world and thrown together for your entertainment. This is The Knot.
And finally, pop star Billy has got on the political bandwagon about sniffer dogs. She says that young sniffer dogs are a lot better than the old ones and says that the problem with old blind sniffer dogs is...
they don't know what's in the bags.
Mm. With all the showbiz news, we made it down to pub at lunchtime today. I'm Krusty Smales.
Closing down operational made-up celebrity bashing. Thank you for listening. This has been The Knot.